Hello.
Hi Philip, this side Rajat, calling from you India. If you remember, we have connected 4 months before when we are working on our topic satellite database. Hope you remember that.
I don't actually, but it might come back to me, okay.
I called you regarding, like, as I told you previously also, that I'm working as an analyst in BIS research, and currently I'm working on few topics of space tech related. So in that regard, like, you are a veteran in this domain, so we are connected with you for a discussion on those particular topics for 5 to 10 minutes, not more than that. So can you do
Okay,
that?
but I can barely hear you. I don't know if you can speak up a bit. It's
Okay.
very quiet.
Yeah, not an issue, not an issue. Like, not more than 10 minutes I will take your time. Is that fine?
Hello?
Yeah, is that fine with you?
This is very quiet.
Hello?
I can
Hello?
just hear you, but only just.
Just a minute. Is it audible now?
It's a little bit better.
Now, how it is?
Yeah, that's much better. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So currently, I'm working on few topics of space tech. The first is that is a propulsion system and its component. Propulsion system and its component, and when I'm talking about the components, so basically the subcomponents like fuel management system, or the other components as like power control unit and all. So just want to understand from you, when we are talking about the subcomponent of the propulsion system, so and especially the fuel management part, so how it would be growing currently in the market, and what would be the scenario of this particular component in the market?
Fuel management system.
Yes.
And you're talking about satellites, not rockets?
Both, satellite and launch vehicle, both.
Okay, so I don't know much about launch vehicles, so I can't really comment on that, only on satellites.
Yeah, it's okay, whatever you know about satellites.
So on satellites, you have both chemical and electric propulsion systems.
Yes.
You're interested mainly in chemical or electrical or both?
Both one.
Okay. Well, in the chemical, most of the systems are blowdown systems, which means they're pressurized fuel tanks, and then all you need to do is open and close valves to enable the fuel to arrive at the thrusters.
Okay.
On an electric propulsion system, even simpler, because all you need to do is connect the xenon tank to the electrical thruster. So again, that's a simple valve operation.
Okay.
The blowdown chemical systems do get quite complicated, because quite often they have repressurization tanks, helium tanks, because when you blow down or the pressure falls on a chemical propulsion system, the efficiency falls quite significantly as the pressure drops. So then you want to refill them, so you have a very high pressure tank that lets more helium into the tank, raises the pressure in the main tank again. But obviously the tanks are not designed for very high pressure, so you can't go too high, so you need to control it carefully.
Okay.
Sometimes you have manual control of thrust of valves, and sometimes you have electrical control with a pressure transducer, and the valve opens when the pressure meets the criteria.
Okay. What we understand, like when we are talking about the fuel management system, so it basically increases the productivity and efficiency of the satellite. Is that correct?
Not really.
Like, are the operators are focusing on this particular system or not in the current scenario, or like in the upcoming scenario?
Well, I mean, again, not particularly. They do a bit, of course. It's, you know, they have to get it right, and it does make a difference. I mean, there's now some talk about refueling satellites in orbit, which I'm not very convinced by, but that makes fuel management a bit more complex if you try and take that on. So that's docking with the satellite and injecting more fuel at end of life.
Okay.
But that's of marginal benefit in my view, but, you know, some people are trying to do that. I don't quite understand. Your question seems a bit unfocused. What is it you're trying to explore?
We are as a market research firm, so we're doing these particular studies on the basis of for the space tech domain, for the defense domain and all. So currently I'm working on these particular topics. So we are doing secondary research, or we are connecting with the industry experts to validate whatever the things we are getting from the secondary data. So we as a company, we also track as a satellite database, where we have tracked all the upcoming satellites in the near future. And in that, we have also tracked your company's satellite, that is a Twinkle, if I am not wrong, which are going to be launched in the Leo Earth orbit, and especially for the Sun synchronous orbit. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yes, so that's the process we are following. We are doing secondary research. When we are saying secondary, so we are going to deep dive of that particular detail for any particular company or for any particular topic that we are doing. So currently, as I'm working for the propulsion system or its component, like I mentioned about the fuel management system. So we just want to know how this particular system is growing in the upcoming years, how the operators are looking towards this particular system in using their satellite for this particular system. So that's why I connected with you for this particular topic.
Okay. Well, the big development is the switch from chemical to electrical.
Yes.
And electrical used to be very expensive, but I think the price of electrical propulsion is going to drop dramatically. But this is not about the fuel management system. This is about the propulsion system and changing from chemical to electrical propulsion.
But as the fuel management is the part of a propulsion system, what we got through the secondary, that majorly fuel management system will be used in the propellant tank. So will it not impacting this market also as the propulsion market changes?
But fuel management systems is not difficult and is not particularly critical. So there's not, compared to the thruster itself,
mm-hmm.
that's far more critical part of the system that makes a lot of difference to the performance of satellites. The fuel management system is fairly trivial, not very significant in cost, not very significant in performance efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to get it right, like all these things, it's necessary, but it's not very interesting.
Understood. But what we are seeing, that the driving factor for this market is increasing demand for the increasing the fuel management system is due to the serial production of satellites and launch vehicle. And when I'm saying the serial production of satellites and launch vehicles, so it would be the growing manufacturing part of a satellites or a launch vehicle.
Yeah, but that's what's driving electric propulsion price down.
Yes, yes.
So it's very important from the thruster side.
So it's connected to each other, propulsion will grow, so basically the fuel management will also grow. Either it's a chemical or it's an electric one.
Well, it won't grow, but it will be adapted.
Correct.
I mean, you mean the number of volume? The volume will grow, yes. The number of units sold will grow, yes, that's true.
Yes, yes. I'm talking about in terms of number of units. You're correct, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. The number of units will go up, that's true.
Yes. And apart from that, we have also seen some challenges in this market. And when I'm saying challenges, so I have seen that whatever the evolution of the integrated propulsion system. Like we have seen that some companies are doing integration of two propulsion system, which restricting the choice of fuel management component, if I'm not wrong.
Okay, but I, you know, we could talk about this for many hours. This subject just gets bigger and bigger. There's many, many different factors. Normally, when I do consultancy, I do get paid. I'm happy to give you 5 or 10 minutes for free, but I'm not going to continue on just to be nice to you.
Okay, understood. So, are you doing paid consulting also?
Yeah, I do paid consulting. So.
Okay, I'm asking this because we in our company there is one more, like we have a platform of Insight Monk, in which we are connected a different industry expert who are providing their consulting information either through paid or through unpaid. So, do you wish to connect with us through that platform? So I can send you the whole document, what are the process we have. Is that fine with you?
Yes, okay. I mean, I am quite busy, so whether I can take it, but okay, you can send it to me. That's fine.
Yes, basically, we have a process on that particular platform, and I will send you that process. Just go through that. Just want to confirm your mail ID with you. One minute. Just give me a 1 minute time. It's Philip Windard at the rate BSSL dot space.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Sure. So I will definitely send you that particular document. Just go through that. If it's okay to you, then we will definitely onboard you on our platform, Insight Monk.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Philip. Have a nice day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.